All right. Hello, Idiots on Parade, the too ugly for TV podcast. We mock the news so you don't have to. Hello, Jake.
How's it going?
All is well here. That is Jake Vevera, stand-up comedian in New York City. I am Nathan Timmel, stand-up comedian in Iowa City. And let's jump right in on this March 24th, the birthday of my lovely wife. Every listener right now, if you're listening on the 24th, even though this will post on the 25th, wish my wife a belated birthday for today.
Tell her I said happy birthday.
I will do that. All right, let's jump in. I have a bunch of stories lined up. Let's open with one that's confusing. How does that? Oh no, I shit canned that one. Let's open with this
one. Confusing, I'll bet.
Yes, I was so confusing, I just deleted it. Supreme
Court. It defeated us. Whatever that story is, I want you to know you beat us.
You won. Well, the story was, I'll tell you, it was the Supreme Court said Texas could deport immigrants. And I'm like, oh, okay. But then it said a lower court has overturned the Supreme Court. And I'm like, I didn't think that was a thing. How could you overturn the Supreme Court? And then I read a little into it, and it turns out the Supreme Court didn't allow it. The Supreme Court kicked it back to a lower court who had said it was okay. And then after the Supreme
That's
Court...
That's their tricky way of going, we don't have anything to do with this, even though we totally know how you're going to vote.
Exactly. And so then when it got kicked back to a lower court, a second lower court overturned it.
You know what that is it's the judicial version of, I don't know, go ask your father. It really is. It's like they know that the dad's going to let the kid do whatever they want. But if the kid fucking falls and scrapes and hurts themselves on the toy, it's too dangerous. If they shoot their eyeball out with the little Red Ryder BDB gun, then it's the dad's fault, not the Supreme Court's fault. I get it. I see what you're doing there, SCOTUS. I smells what you're stepping in.
Well, kind of, because the original lower court said, yeah, Texas can do what it wants. Supreme Court said, we're not getting involved. But the headline was what was misleading. The headline said Supreme Court, and so I thought it was a verdict, a ruling. But no, they just kicked it back. And so a second lower court then overturned it. So now it's in limbo, and it will. So one court says, lower court says yes, one says no. So the Supreme Court tried to kick the can down the road, which they did. And now it's just going to come right back to them, because if you have two separate lower courts ruling in opposition to one another, Supreme Court's going to have to get involved.
All right, Supreme Court, here's what you do. You tell the leader of each court to step forward. They tape the left hand together. Right hand gets a switchblade like in Michael Jackson's Beat It video. Boom. We fight it out with duct tape and switchblades. We go old school. This is Texas. They'll allow it.
I think so. What do you think should happen? I am legitimately torn. I can see that we talk about states' rights and you know, divvy up different laws. If the federal government isn't doing shit about immigration and Texas wants to step, I mean, it's just this big joke. Texas puts up razor wire. The federal government takes it down. Texas puts it back up. Like, what the fuck? If Biden really wants to look out on immigration, what he should do is just sit back and go, Texas is doing their thing. That way, because Republicans can use this in a fight saying Biden keeps fucking with Texas. If he would just sit down and go like, yeah, we're going to, you know, after the election, if we really need to
he
get involved,
he should do that, especially
will.
when they basically shot down their own border bill. I know that the right is trying to push that bill as, oh, this is Joe Biden's border bill, this and that. It was written by Senator Langford. A conservative Republican, like this is a conservative border bill. It, you know, you would have hired so many more border agents and things like that. But they don't want to give the Democrats anything to run on. They basically want the wound, not the bandage, because they can run on the wound. If it gets bandaged up under Biden, then it doesn't look good for them, because their guy got elected last time by screaming about the border. Therefore, they're shooting down their own border bill so this guy can run on it. It's fucking nuts.
It is, which is why the Democrats should shut the fuck up about what Texas is doing. If they were smart, Biden would just back off and say, oh, yeah, Texas is putting up razor wire. And my favorite part of all of this, though, my favorite part is when for the 5 minutes that it was law or legal, Texas said, all right, we're going to start sending them back to fucking Mexico. And Mexico said, we don't fucking want them. It's like, so what's going to happen to him? Are we going to have to put him on planes and fly him over Texas to El Salvador, Guatemala, Nicaragua?
I guess,
I don't know.
Yeah, man. I mean, a lot of the migrants aren't from Mexico. They went through Mexico. Some of them are from Mexico, but most of them just went through Mexico.
Which is why, so you have Mexico. It's a country that's sort of like, goes like this. You have this big, long American border, and then it goes down to Central America. What we should do, and I can't believe this hasn't been suggested, or if it has, team up with Mexico and do something about Mexico's southern border, as opposed to the Mexican United States border. Go handle the little funnel right there. Not the big end of the funnel, the little end. I don't know. Build that wall. I don't know. I'm just spitballing. It seems easier that you could cover a, I'm just making these numbers up to anybody. You could easily cover 100 miles as opposed to 2,000. But what do I know?
I mean, we built the Panama Canal. We should have built a wall on one side while we were at it, and none of this would be a problem. That's what I say.
God damn it. Back in the day, why didn't we, where was the foresight?
Yeah. Yeah. I just put it right there on the Panama Canal. Boom.
Maybe they thought the Panama Canal would act as a wall. Just don't build bridges.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good point. They got to be getting across with boats, right?
Well, it's Guatemala and everything above Panama is where, you know.
Well, right.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. All right. This is the story I was just going to read. Supreme Court turns away Cowboy for Trump co-founder ousted from office over January 6th. The legal argument that worked for President Donald Trump failed to deliver one of his supporters. Monday, as the Supreme Court turned away a New Mexico man who was kicked out of local office over his role in the events of January 6th. Jake, did you read the story there? There seems to me that there's one major difference between Cooey, C-O-U-Y, Cooey Griffin, founder of Cowboys for Trump, and Donald Trump. I can't put my finger on what. Oh, right. He was actually convicted. Trump, everybody yells about saying, oh, Trump didn't do anything. This guy actually went in and he has a conviction. So, yeah, if you have that statute that says someone that is guilty of sedition cannot serve, he can't just get it thrown out. He was tried and found guilty.
Right, right. It Trump wasn't actually convicted of any of that. Now,
no.
He should have been. He still may well be. But yeah, until you actually convict somebody of something like that, I don't think that you're keeping them off ballots. But once you are, you're kind of fucked, man. Like, what do you expect?
Is that one of his 700 trials? I don't. Are they
Cowboys
going
for Trump? Where was Trump for the Cowboys his last month in office when he could have, I don't know, pardoned people or done something? Oh, he only pardoned Steve Bannon, the guy that ripped off the Cowboys and said he was going to build a wall with their donations and then bought himself a boat. That's
Yuck.
Who he's looking out for. I don't know why you guys are saddling the posse up for him, because he doesn't give a fuck about you. Where was he paying your legal bills, Mr. Cowboy? Did he let the ranch pay for its own darn legal bills? I think he did.
You do realize he's running on that now. He goes to his rallies and calls January 6th people heroes, and then he's going to pardon everybody. He didn't do it while he had the power.
No,
now he's running
on
doing
it
in the future.
When he had like $1 billion. He didn't do it when he had the power. He didn't pay for their legal bills when he had the money. He doesn't give a fuck about these people.
Nope, but he can fool the shit out of them because they just want to believe what they want to believe, not the truth. It's amazing. I mean, I wish I had that kind of power. It's fascinating to watch.
Yeah, dude, you guys should like and subscribe our podcast. We'll just mislead you to sell you tickets, you know? We're not going to ask you to fucking commit felonies or nothing like that for us. We're not going to ask for donations. Just like a $35 ticket to see the show. That's all we want.
If we say we're performing here and you're nearby, come see us. That's the most you're going to get. You don't have us hawking shit. You know, like, hey, Jake, pause for a second here. I want to talk to you about computer mouses. You can buy these little fellas on it. No, we're not even doing ads.
Although, dude, no, let's cut that out. If computer mouses want to sponsor this podcast, feel free. I'll be like, dude, every time I click with this mouse, it's like my fingers coming every time I right click, left click, whatever. It's insane.
Well, the only reason I'm not going to cut it out is because I didn't tell a name brand. So big computer mouse. If you want to sponsor it, well, I did. Yeah, Big Mouse Industry is going to, I'm not going to tell Well, I can't.
You've angered the mice. You've pissed off the mice, people.
Oh, did you see? We owe a couple people an apology. We did piss off.
Who was that?
Princess Kate. What's her? I can't remember her name. Is that it? Kate Middleton? A couple of people didn't like that we were talking about her disrespectfully.
I don't think we did trash her that bad.
I didn't think we trashed her that bad. My confusion was I don't understand why anybody in America gives a fuck. I wasn't saying anything good or bad about her. And today, I think it's fucking hilarious that everybody that was talking, conspiracy this, conspiracy that, poor woman is fighting cancer. And she had to put out a statement saying, I'm fighting cancer, because if she didn't do that, then fucking it would have kept going and nobody would have left her alone. So we were talking about the whole hullabaloo about her. And it turns out the poor woman has cancer. So
I was correct. She's just sick. You know, I think she's just sick and she's been, you know, taking some time off.
So I think God bless that's all there was to fight.
I'm telling you, if the royal family was still that big into elaborate conspiracies, Meghan Markle would have her fucking head chopped off. She would have been drawn and quartered. Her head would be on a spike somewhere. Like, it would be crazy.
Yeah. Well, to Middleton, fight the good fight. We're sorry you're sick. And we were just talking about because she is a big fan of the show. We know she's watching. We were just wondering why any American cared about a princess. A woman that has cancer, we all care. We all feel for you because you're a mom. A princess, don't really care so much about that. But, you know,
I want to know how she's going to be able to get her cancer treatments paid for. Oh, right. The British taxpayers got it. You guys like paying for this stuff, don't you? Just one more little drop in the bucket, eh?
One more. Right. Oh,
give her another castle to make her feel better.
I love this story. Jake, let's stick with politics. Why not? This is something you and I have talked about nonstop since 2020, after the election results, and how Trump keeps raising money like, we're gonna fight the libs. We need to fight this election. We need to fight everything. Well, it's finally coming to light with Lara Trump, and they took over the RNC. They literally fired half the staff, and they are turning it into basically Trump.org. It's a Trump organization. And now it comes out, Trump's invite to major donors prioritizes the committee paying his legal bills over the RNC. So now what you and I have been saying for years, they're just admitting it. Donate to the RNC. The money may or may not go to Republicans running for Senate, Congress, local races, but they are definitely going to go to Trump's legal bills. So at least he's being upfront about it now.
That's what you morons got, man. You could have given it to somebody who wasn't a fucking cult leader who took over your entire party. He's taken over the entire party. The only reason he wants to get reelected is so he can pardon himself. He doesn't give a shit about electing all these other people because he doesn't actually care about passing your legislation. He doesn't. He would need to get those people elected. The congressman, the senator, stuff like that the RNC is supposed to be funding, because without the Senate and the House, he's not going to be able to pass a whole hell of a lot, but he'll still be able to pardon himself. That's what this is about. That's what the whole thing is about. Most of the party is locked in step behind him. That's what all this impeachment for Joe Biden's about. They know they'll never actually pass it. They know that it's dead on arrival the second it hits the Senate. But they don't care. It's just about making impeachment mean nothing anymore. It's just about making legal action towards. Yeah, it's like, you guys took legal action against our guys, but we took legal action against your guy. That's just what happens in politics now. To get away from the fact that you guys are running a criminal, a guy who tried to completely overthrow the fucking country, and now he's taking money away from the people that could be getting elected in all these different states and stuff, and they're gonna fucking fail. You're gonna give up the House in November.
Did you watch any of the Biden impeachment stuff this week? Did you see any of the clips, especially the AOC thing with the RICO?
Right. Yeah.
That was beautiful. Anybody hasn't seen it. RICO is a legal term. It's a law that says if a guy's a member of the mob, you should remember it from The Dark Knight.
That's what Giuliani made that to take down the Italian mafia. It says, if somebody in this organization that you're tied to commits a serious crime, you also are guilty of that crime.
Right.
And this guy was basically saying she's guilty. He's guilty. What's up? Go ahead.
What they were saying is that, you know, like Biden's guilty of RICO. It's like, okay, but what crime is he guilty of? And they're like, well, RICO. And they're like, do you know what RICO is? And like, the reason it's dead on arrival is they have nothing. Like their big whistleblower got arrested and lied about everything. All they're doing is pushing a narrative without evidence. And there were a couple Democrats. I can't think of the guy's name. I know AOC was pushing the RICO aspect. There was one guy said, all right, let's call for the impeachment right now. You say he's guilty.
Jamie
you
Raskin.
Say you have all the evidence. Let's do it. And they just keep saying, well, we're not on your timetable. It's like, no, you just want to keep it in the news because dumb people believe it. And
you don't have the evidence yet. You've been talking about it for over a year. Like, let's call the vote. Let's do it right now. And they won't fucking do it because they don't have the. Them trying to use the. Well, he's guilty of RICO. That's like saying, oh, he's this is an organizational version of saying, well, he's guilty of an accomplice. He's guilty of accomplicing. Yeah. And it's like accomplicing what? What is he an accomplice to?
Right.
He's an accomplice. It's illegal to be an accomplice to a crime. Well,
right.
What's the fucking crime?
The crime? Is it bank robbery? Yeah. Is he an accomplice to jaywalking? What did he do? No, he's an accomplice to what exactly?
Well, that's the exact reason why I'm actually glad the Supreme Court shot down these states that were trying to take Trump off the ballot for.
Yeah. Because like we said with the Texas guy, he's not guilty of anything. You can't be angry at him and take him off the ballot if he is convicted.
Or Trump, I mean.
Off the
Trump,
ballot.
I mean. Yeah. Because if you take Trump off the ballot for insurrection without him being convicted of it, well, he's not admitting to do it. See, they keep comparing it to the Civil War, but it's like, half the news in the country wasn't saying the Civil War was just a riot, or it was Antifa in gray uniforms, or FBI in gray uniforms. Like, no one was claiming that.
Right.
So it's not really the same thing. It's like they declared, hey, we're taking half the country and let's have a war. That's what they did. It's very different than what happened here. But if they just say, well, the states get to decide who's guilty of insurrection and who's not, then Alabama is going to listen to James Comer or Jim Jordan or whatever fucking asshole goes, I think he's guilty of insurrection because look at all these illegals he led across the border. They're trying to take over the country, y'all. Take them off the ballot. They don't need evidence. Whatever bullshit they say is going to. I was watching clips of James Comer claiming that three $1,400 payments that Biden gave Hunter Biden for payments for a new truck or whatever. After he went through all these fucking drug problems, he was making truck payments. They were claiming that was actually when he got that back, it was payments for China. They're claiming that China bribed a sitting U.S. president for like $1,400. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, they will absolutely make up whatever they need to. And, you know, half of the states in this country will be like, yep, I believe them. Take them off the ballot. So, you're setting a dangerous precedent when you just start yanking people off ballots without actual convictions.
Yep. All right. Supreme Court does that. Let's shoot over to this one. I read about this in Florida, too, but the headline I have is State Farm discontinuing 72,000 home policies in California in latest blow to state insurance market. I love that part of the headline, latest blow. Here's the deal. We've been reading for years about California wildfires and how they keep building into areas that are prone to wildfires that have no access to fire departments. Like they're building, building. And then that's what's driving insurance rates up. Insurance is supposed to be a risk reward. You're like, hey, I'm going to drive a car. I'm going to try not to get in an accident. And if I do, you help me out. And insurance says, okay. But if you start racking up speeding tickets, insurance says, okay, your premiums are going to be super high because you're an unsafe driver. Well, what State Farm is doing here is saying, you're still fucking building in shit areas. It's not worth it to us. Your fucking regulations are too high. Your red tape is too high. If something happens to a house, you need 10 different regulatory committees to rebuild it. Fuck you, not worth it. So California, this is on you. It's not latest blow to California. You're actively pushing business away. Lighten up the regulations. Stop building in asshole places, and insurance will come back. Or insurance can stick around and say your deductible is $1 million fucking dollars because it's not worth it to them.
My counterpoint to that. Now, I
Sure.
know we definitely talk about in places like California, sure, there's certain things that are overregulated. The other extreme is underregulation, and I will point out Florida. We had, I don't remember if it was earlier this year or if it was last year. They got hit by a big hurricane in Florida. We had people calling our show at Sirius talking about how now there it's super underregulated.
Well, they
So
just had a
even
building
though
collapse a year ago.
Well, right. There's that. I'm not just talking about the building stuff, but specifically the insurance companies. That also is part of underregulation. If you underregulate things like building code, sometimes, but with the insurance there, I'm going to go out on a limb and say way less regulated in terms of an industry than the insurance companies in California. We have people calling up saying, "Oh yeah, most of us don't buy insurance down here." Because the insurance doesn't cover things like storms and water damage on the coast of Florida. Like, how are you? What am I getting homeowners insurance on the coast of Florida for if it does not cover these things? I'm willing to bet that California is saying, hey, if you're going to insure homes in the hills of California, they must cover things like wildfires. I mean, they can have different amounts on it or whatever, but no, a lot of the stuff in Florida is like, yeah. I mean, we have zero deductibles on avalanches. If avalanches hit your house on the coast of Florida, we got all of it. No deductibles whatsoever. It's all on us. Water, though, nah, we don't cover that. You're on your own.
Well, two things. One, I was speaking fast, so you maybe got the wrong idea. When I was talking about regulations in California, I hear where you're coming from. What I meant is when it comes time to build a house or rebuild a house, they
Right.
have to have 10 different committees coming in
Right.
like, okay, the electrical outlet is 1 inch too high. You need to redo the, like, there's so much bullshit. Like, there's no middle
Right. And
ground.
that stuff, which again, the other extreme is
Yeah, both
buildings
extremes are
collapse.
always
So
bad.
you want
But
something in the middle, but yeah, they are
yeah, you
way
want
out
something
there
in the
on
middle.
that
But as far
extreme.
as what I was saying is, if you're going to have insurance in Florida, yeah, if you're going to build in a hurricane zone, I think the insurance company has the right to say, well, we're not going to cover hurricanes. If we
Yeah.
do, your deductible's $1 million because look where you built. I mean, for
Right.
years, the U.S. Corps of Engineers would go in and drain a swamp and like build houses on it. Like, oh, we need more. And those wetlands used to absorb hurricanes. Well, it's we're just fucking everything up. So yeah, where's the middle ground? Either it's all or nothing, and there's got to be compromise. But America doesn't do compromise. It does, black and white.
We got to get Elon Musk off of Twitter and onto building houses that are fire and hurricane proof.
Wouldn't that be a good thing? Did you watch his interview with Don Lemon? I saw clips.
Oh, yeah, I saw clips. I remember he had this pouty face right here.
Yeah, he did.
I'm Elon. I don't know what you're talking about.
What's funny is I could see both sides of it. As I watched, Musk was being defensive and didn't like the questions he was being asked, but he didn't answer correctly until the end. His last thing was he said, when an advertiser says, don't put, and I'm going to paraphrase, don't put my ad on a Twitter account that talks about how great Hitler was. Yeah, they can do that. But what some of the advertisers are doing is saying, hey, you can't have any accounts that talk about Hitler. And he's like, I'm not going to do that. You don't get to control. I'll put your ad where you want it. If you want your ad on this account that talks about kittens and puppies, I will put your ad there. But you
Sure.
can't say, put my ad where there are kittens and puppies, and then delete this other account that has nothing to do with me. I get Elon saying that, but he
I
also
get
just.
sort of the slippery slope version of it. Now it's like, yeah, there's certain stuff that he has on there to where
That's
it's
fucking
like,
absurd.
yeah.
Yeah,
Like
that
some of the
doesn't.
shit he's let back on there is pretty nuts.
Yeah. He just
That
champions
said,
his free speech, but it literally is. Okay, the question is, what is the internet version of you can't yell fire in a crowded theater? Because he's crossed that. He has absurd shit
right.
on there, and he can say free speech, but if you have like Sandy Hook truthers, that's pretty fucking horrible.
Right. And his thing was like, well, until it becomes illegal, it's allowed on here. Or, and here's a little asterisk. I don't think he said it out loud, but he said it quietly afterwards by firing Don Lemon. or if you criticize me in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
It has to be so out there that it's illegal, or even just a little bit bad about me. Those are the two things that cross the line for the bastion of free speech that is Twitter, or X, as they're calling it these days.
Do you think, I got the impression that had Don Lemon not kept apologizing and saying, you seem frustrated, I'm sorry, I'm not trying, if he had just gone at Musk, I think Musk might have respected him more and said, all right, you fucking hammered me. No, you don't think so?
No, I think even worse. I think even worse, man, because he's doing a thing now where he's just sort of, I'm pissed off. I bought this because people were shit-talking me, and now I'm going to shit-talk back slash get rid of anything I don't like. Yeah. I mean, that's what the fuck he's doing. He's running it into the ground, doing it. He doesn't care.
It's funny. I did see, because in that interview, he said advertisers are coming back. And the day after he said advertisers are coming back, I was reading about Truth Social being sold, and how in the article, it was talking about Truth Social is going to go public and Trump stands to make all this money, but it's overvalued. That Twitter's still losing users. Like, not as fast as when Musk took over, but Twitter is still dropping. And it's, like, interesting that he's talking about advertisers coming back when fewer and fewer people are using it.
Yeah. I mean, all he's got to do is stop fucking intentionally going at people to piss them off. And I think you could kind of turn it around. But, that's half the point. He bought the thing anyway. So he's not going to do that.
And call it Twitter again. I refuse to acknowledge it by that stupid X. That's just dumb.
Yeah.
All right.
X makes you think it's a porn site anyway. Let's be honest.
Yeah. And then you're disappointed when you get there and it's not porn. It's just hate speech. Like, I can't get an erection to hate speech. I know Ted
it's
Cruz
just
can,
Nazi
but I
porn.
Can't.
Yeah. Well, I can under the right circumstances. You know what I mean? But she's got to be dressed right. She's got to be dressed like the bad guy in the Indiana Jones movie, The Lost Ark. Like, that, you remember the blonde chick in The Lost Ark? I could get it going.
The Lost
for her,
Ark didn't have a blonde.
Whatever.
That was Karen Allen.
No, when they were
number three, Last Crusade had the German Elsa.
Oh yeah, yeah Last yeah. Crusade. Yeah, I'm thinking of that one.
All right, this one I sent you a TikTok because I don't know how much you're on TikTok. This blew up over the course of the week. I saw the original video, then I watched the response video, and then a day later I shot you the NBC video. So
yeah, I saw that.
There was a woman. I don't have her name in front of me because NBC didn't put it in there. And Julia Smollett. That's funny. Her name is Julia something, and they're calling her Julia Smollett.
That's awesome.
That's funny. So this Julia woman, I saw her original TikTok, and she is just looking at the camera talking about how the Hubbard Inn mistreated her and threw her out and threw her down the stairs. And so the Hubbard Inn's like, here's our security footage of our guy with a flashlight leading you out, showing you like you weren't thrown down the
right.
stairs. He's shining on the stairs. And so
he did not have, I will, sorry, I got to, for one second, he did not have like the aggressive body language of someone who's like physically removing somebody. He's like a couple steps back. He's just kind of pointing. He's, you know, he did not.
Yeah.
You could tell when there's like a real, even if they're not touching you, like the, hey, if you don't get out of here now, this is going to be a fucking problem. Like they're like up on you. They're, you know what I mean? He was very calmly, very casually, just like, yeah, this is where you got to go.
And so the whole point of it is they're pushing back. They're going to file a defamation. They filed a defamation lawsuit, and good for them, because you don't get to just, she was looking for likes. She was looking for clicks.
Yeah.
I got kicked out of a place, and I'm going to. So my whole point is I get this NBC thing. I've watched her video. I've watched their response, and NBC shows up, and for reasons I don't understand, blur her face. She released the video on her own TikTok.
Oh, I understand it.
Oh, go for it. She's cute.
She's too happy. They don't want to get sued. Fuck that shit.
But she's cute. I want to see
her face. They saw a certain other news corporation that got sued for defamation this year, and I think it was just south of a billy. So they're like, yeah, anything that even rhymes with defamation, inflammation, constipation, any of that, we don't want any of that right now, dude.
Condemnation. Well.
Yeah, defecation, we don't want nothing.
Oh, here, let's see if there's an answer. Why are you blurring her face? It was posted That's a good, how could she win? Legal blocked it in case she wins and sues the network. Like you say, they're saying that it's if she wins against Hubbard, I don't get it. Like they could just, they're just reporting the
Yeah,
news,
they're
like
worried
saying.
about legal costs. Like, well, does she do the thing where, since it's such a, CNN or whoever this was, it's such a big company that it's like, well, I'm suing you for $1 trillion, but I'll settle out of court for $2 million. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like that. I think they're worried about this settling out of court to save legal fees and all this fucking bullshit.
All right, two more quick
But
stories.
I will say, it's so weird to lie about this. In this day and age, when even the shittiest of dive bars that I go to in New York will have security cameras, like the shittiest shot in the beer for $6, like that,
Yeah.
they will have security cameras now. So if you're gonna lie about something, you have to have a little more tact than that, because
Well,
you have to think. Most of the reason that they have security cameras is not even just, well, I want to make sure my employees aren't stealing or whatever. It's to keep from getting sued in case something like this happens.
but on the flip side, we have, as to what you said earlier, we have tons and tons and tons of footage of January 6th, and there are still the dumbest fucking window-licking mouth breathers out there going, Antifa, is Antifa.
Yeah, and they're doing it from jail cells. Who gives a fuck? Like that's just the way it works out with reality and camera footage when you're lying. I mean, because even the people saying Antiva, it's like they weren't in masks. They were going up unmasked, going, "Hey, my name is Larry. This is why I did it." You know, it's just what do you? And this is the thing where, it's they're filming all the areas except for like in the bathroom and maybe even there, depending on who owns the place. But they're filming everywhere where a customer could slip,
Yeah.
fall, claim it's the floor wet, like whatever. That is going to be on camera. So, especially a place like this that's involving alcohol and drunk people, crazy stuff happens. And I did love how in the video, for one thing, anytime something like this happens where a person's kicked out of a business, I, unless there's overwhelming evidence, side with the staff every
Oh
time
my
because
fucking
people are
God.
animals. Yeah.
It just right here, my screen just changed, and because Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade just popped up. Watch it on Pluto TV. We are absolutely getting fucking monitored by these devices.
Sons of bitches. Sons of bitches.
Out of, it just changed again. Now it's a retirement thing. But yeah, it just changed to like
Hey,
Indiana
you know what
Jones
we
and The
should start
Last
talking about?
Crusade.
You know what movie I really love, even more so than Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with John Candy. Let's get a fucking ad for that one. Let's see if that
All right,
pops up.
let's do it.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Greatest film any made, ever made, and I will absolutely buy any piece of merch that the internet can provide me.
I might have to say it because it's at my end, but Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, beautiful John Hughes movie. All
Would
right,
you
so let's.
buy the merch
Oh,
if
yeah,
they
I want a
have it?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles t-shirt. I mean,
We're
what? I
talking
don't even, can't
DVDs,
believe I don't have one
t-shirts,
yet.
condoms if they have them.
All right, here we go. Two quick stories, and we got to get out of
No, but
here.
real quick, but oh wait, before
Okay,
we
I
go to 11,
interrupted you. I'm sorry.
I love, like I said, for one thing, I always side with the staff on right out of the gate unless proven otherwise, right?
Yeah.
This lady, I love how like together she had an interview and was just talking like on her video going, well, so me and my friend, we weren't doing anything wrong. We were in this bar. It was just before 2 a.m. It's like, well, you were wasted. You're in a bar at 2 a.m. You were not talking like that. You were not, I'm sorry, do your in a bar at 2 a.m. voice. She did not sound like that. It would have been like, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? I'm on TikTok. I'll have you on cancer. That is what a 2 a.m. Bar patron who's being escorted. And it's like, dude, it's 2 a.m. If you're not causing a problem, they make money by you in there being in there drinking. So this idea of like, well, I wasn't doing anything wrong. The bar just kicked me out. Real? Oh, is that how they make their money? By kicking out people who are running up a tab and not doing anything wrong? No, they really want to keep you there. The drunker you are, the more they like you until you get a little fucking nutty and then you gotta go. I'm sorry. Like we know how bars work. They don't make money by kicking people out who aren't causing problems.
I listened to, and I might have said this before. I listened to a podcast once with a police detective, and he said, well, here are the either three or five ways you can avoid getting in trouble in life. All I remember was his first one. He said, number one, nothing good happens after midnight, go home. And so, yeah, the fact that she's in is like, yeah, everything happens after midnight and it's never good.
Like, I'm clearly listening to the memory of this. Even if you believe what you're saying, you're 2 a.m. in a bar drunk right now. Like what are you? You're remembering this from two. You might even be telling the truth from your own recollection. You probably stumbled down the stairs. You're like, why did I fall just now? Did you push me? Did you push me? Did you try to shove a thumb in my ass? What happened? Like, what do you? You probably were tripping all over the place and thought someone was. It's you tripping. You're fucking drunk. Go home.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Nothing funny to say about this one. I just want to get it past. We've talked about this for the past 3 weeks. Finally, the messaging is getting out there. Finally, they're doing it right. Biden administration discharges another $6 billion in student debt for 78,000 public service workers. And they're saying in the story that this will impact teachers, nurses, firefighters, social workers, and other public servants, including the military. So they put it right there.
The public should pay for your schooling to serve them. That's fair.
I'm saying I love that they put it in there so no one can say, oh, fucking gender studies. What are you going to do with that? It's not gender studies. It's people that have jobs and that help. All right, final story. We only got 2 seconds. Ozempic babies are surprising women taking weight loss drugs. Doctors think they know why. My favorite part of this is women are on Ozempic. And God, where is it? I can't find the quote. The whole point is what they said somewhere in the article is I was on the pill. I took it every couple days. No. Birth control, you take every single day. You take it every day. You can't say, oh, Ozempic got me pregnant. You have to take the pill every single day. And there was a quote in here saying, well, I took it most of the time. And yeah. Oh, she wasn't consistent with taking her birth control pill. But that didn't concern her much because she has a history of unidentified fertility issues that made it difficult. You are not taking it's not Ozempic. You're turning this into a story. You're not on birth control. You're going to get pregnant. So
she was just betting the next 18 years that she would have a convenient miscarriage. Is that what I'm hearing right now? Why even take birth control at all if that's the way you're going to do it?
All right.
I like they even have the nerve to call it an Ozempic baby. In fact, here, you know what? Screw that. That's not how you do it. You got to lie about the fact that you're not taking your birth control every day. It's like, look, me and my wife, I didn't tell you this, but my wife was on birth control when we got pregnant with our
Jesus
second son.
Baby.
And yeah, well, and she was taking Ozempic. I'm suing Ozempic for child support. She was taking it every day. And she got pregnant during Ozempic. And now because we're devout evangelicals, I couldn't give it the old blue state snooze. You know what I mean? So I had to have this second baby. It's because of Ozempic that I have to pay all this money. I should be compensated by Ozempic.
Here's the horrible joke I just thought of. They're Ozempic babies because, yeah, you finally lost some weight and your husband wanted to fuck you again. Oh,
yeah. There you go.
All right, find Jake at Jake Vevra on all social media. Find me at NathanTimmel.com. We do have my special up there now. You go to NathanTimmel.com. It links you right to the special Unapologetic 1 Hour on YouTube. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for Chicago Comedy Scene Radio Network, whatever.
Ozempic gave Kate Middleton cancer. Cancel them.